In the headlines, Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce has revealed what caused a series of shootings yesterday, one ending fatal. Promoters of the upcoming event Rise are facing growing calls to clarify remarks made during their press conference launch over the weekend. The man charged with the brazen daylight robbery and assault of a pensioner last month is denied bail and remanded to Dodds. And demonstrators took to the streets in New York, Los Angeles, and Washington to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to launch major strikes against Iran's nuclear program. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce has revealed that a series of shootings yesterday, including the island's 26th homicide, stemmed from a chain of events that began on Saturday. Speaking at an emergency press conference held this morning, Commissioner Boyce addressed the violent incidents, which began with a shooting in Nelson Street, escalated to Cayfield, where a young man was killed, and continued with spot shootings in Bay Street and other locations. He clarified the findings of the Royal Barbados Police Service, noting that the investigations have so far linked these incidents as part of a connected sequence of retaliatory actions.
The criminal chain of events began on Saturday, the 21st of June, 2025, during a social event held at a nightclub in St. Lawrence Gap. A patron, in an effort to bypass mandatory security checks, handed an illegal firearm to a co-host of that event, an individual not subject to search, to keep in his possession. That co-host, in turn, transferred the firearm to another individual. Then the patron attempted to retrieve the weapon. He was informed that it had already been handed over to someone else. Enraged by this, the firearm owner, along with others, went to the residence of the event co-host and opened fire on his residence in the early hours of Sunday morning.
Commissioner Boyce stated that the police service is currently grappling with elements of gang warfare, which have now drawn the public into the crossfire.
The unfolding events of the past 2 days should leave no doubt as to the gravity of the threat we now face. We are dealing with armed gangs warring against each other in public spaces and placing innocent lives at risk. This must strengthen our collective resolve, the collective resolve of all law-abiding citizens, to support law enforcement in our national effort to uproot these criminal elements. The Barbados Police Service and the Barbados Defense Force will continue to work in unison to confront and suppress gang activity and all forms of domestic terrorism. We have spoken, we have pleaded with these lawless, violent gangs who have now declared open war on our society. The heinous acts of holding entire communities ransom cannot be allowed to continue.
Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce. When asked, the commissioner commented that Barbados has not reached a point of a curfew being implemented, but there would be consideration if the situation continues. He also reinforced that the upcoming car tint legislation would be of major help. Meantime, Barbados' 26th homicide victim has been identified. He is 24-year-old Gavin Nicholas Archer of Wellgap, Cayfield, St. Michael. Archer was shot and killed yesterday in his hometown. The man charged in connection with the attack on a pensioner, Jeffrey Barrow, along Belmont Road, St. Michael, earlier last month, was again remanded to Dodds Prison when he appeared this morning before Magistrate Manila Rene. 28-year-old Jaquan Stout of Morrill Hole Gap, Halls Road, St. Michael, has been charged with inflicting serious bodily harm and robbery. He was denied bail and remanded to prison until July 21st, when he will make another court appearance. Promoters of the upcoming event Rise are facing growing calls to clarify remarks made during their press conference launch over the weekend. The comments have sparked backlash from local entertainers and fans on social media, many of whom are demanding an explanation regarding why only two Barbadian artists were included in the lineup. Former Road March King Mikey strongly criticized the implication that local performers are not suited for a 40x40 stage, calling the remark disrespectful.
But when we have some of the artists here that have changed the face of soca music, and where some of the same artists who are coming in look up to those artists, those Barbadian artists here. But to say that we do not have enough, ideally, that we do not have enough talent here, is utterly disrespectful. Don't get me wrong. I understand that if you're saying that any and everybody cannot handle the big stage, this is true. But I think we have more than enough artists here that can handle that stage.
Calypsonian Mikey, meanwhile, event promoter Orlando Newton has promised to issue a response. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. The director of the Department of Emergency Management, Kerry Hines, is calling on Barbadians to play an active role in building stronger, more resilient communities. She was speaking this morning during the Disaster Emergency Organization news conference, where she announced an upcoming community resilience conference to be held on Wednesday. The event will focus on the theme, Elevating Community Resilience Through Disaster Risk Reduction. Ms. Hines stressed the importance of preparing before disaster strikes, not just responding after the fact.
We call on all persons to be a part of the national effort to support communities, not only when there is an emergency or a disaster, but in blue sky times, when we need to prepare our population, prepare our brothers, our sisters, or these school kids, everyone within the community. Because at the end of the day, it is the readiness of the population, the readiness of persons like me or you, that is important to ensure that when something happens in Barbados, we can recover as quickly as possible.
The director of Department of Emergency Management, Kerry Hines. Policymakers are being urged to use artificial intelligence tools to help spot growing risk facing pensioners. Minister in the Ministry of the Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment, Ryan Strachan, delivered an address at the Caribbean Association of Pensioner Supervisors this morning.
Yes, there are threats of a cyber nature. There's always fraud. There's always somebody trying to defraud somebody somewhere. But that is where the collective mechanism of working together can help disperse some of those concerns. And therefore, as regulators, how you spend your time would be determining how successful you have been in being able to change the lives of the average Caribbean citizen for when they retire.
That's Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment, Ryan Strachan. And finally, demonstrators took to the streets in New York, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C. and Toronto today to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to launch major strikes against Iran's nuclear program. Our top stories. Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce has revealed what caused a series of shootings yesterday, one ending fatal. Promoters of the upcoming event Rise are facing growing calls to clarify remarks made during their press conference launch over the weekend. The man charged with the brazen daylight robbery and assault of a pensioner last month is denied bail and remanded to Dodds yet again. And policymakers urged to use AI tools to help spot growing risk facing pensioners. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen and catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.